Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. And, of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories, of course, in the newspaper, home delivery, or you can pick it up at newsstands or at rep-am.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Ruth Epstein. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. What an intro. Thanks, Marshall.
That's okay. That's okay.
It's nice seeing you again, two weekends in a row. Marshall and I hung out at the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library on Friday night.
And what a crowd.
Unbelievable.
And they stayed there from all 2 hours. It was so busy, even Henry Kissinger stayed to the very end.
Right. It was mobbed, and lots of books went out of there, and lots of conversation. And it's amazing the range of writers they get. All genres.
It's one of the best produced, I think, book events you'll find within probably 50 or 100 mile radius. Mm-hmm. They really have it down pat.
They really do, and it worked out with the parking and all, and so it was a fun evening. And then that place was transformed overnight into a used book sale, and they were selling on Saturday and Sunday, and the green turned into a craft fair. And again, it was nice and active. Loads of people there.
It was very active, and I left at about 12:30, and it did. They did get Sharon got hit by terrible rain on Saturday in between like 3, where a lot of the rest of the area missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon didn't, and it came down in buckets. But at least it was at the end of the day, towards the end of the day.
Yes, and it was, again, looked like a lot of shopping going on, so good for them. And that is put on by Sharon Parks and Rec, and they did a good job.
You know how busy it is when there was a couple of people trying to cross the road every once in a while in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
They had to wait like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Really?
The traffic was pretty intense.
Wow. Yeah. That's a sign of busy.
Yes, very sign of busy.
And nice crafts, And last night was fun. I went up to Noble Horizons to hear Michael Brown sing, and it was a beautiful evening, and you know Michael gives a good show, and so that was a lot of fun.
You know, and it's funny because we're getting to, like, the Sharon concerts end this week on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunday concerts at in Canaan put on by the Cranford Club end this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The concerts will continue for several more weeks in North Canaan at the VFW.
Right.
We really are coming to the end of all these free concerts that are open.
And they're wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful to be able to sit there and just enjoy the weather, the music, and it last night, it was just lovely. It was great. Michael had them dancing in their seats.
Oh, yeah. He leaves nothing out.
No. So we had kind of a rough week with a drowning over at Great Falls. Very sad. A man from Brooklyn was swimming and just hit his head on a rock, and unfortunately, the recovery was the next morning. We should talk about Kent Days. Kent was bustling as well with street sales and 4 days of real activity. It's the busiest I've ever seen.
And weekend in Norfolk also was held this past weekend.
And how did that go?
Oh, excellent. Outstanding.
Good.
All these events were very well attended.
Yeah. It was a beautiful weekend, so it was good to be out there.
And we got the Rose Algren Art Show coming up this weekend.
The Algren Art Show at Trinity, and the triathlon at Mudge Pond on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock for those who really want to strain themselves, as I look at it.
I'm sorry. I'll
and the Habitat Sale. Is it not this weekend?
I don't know, Chris. I don't speak to the guy running the Habitat.
Well, it's not that. They kind of don't speak to us.
He canceled their support of us, so we don't.
Is that right?
We let Habitat hang out there.
Okay. Oh, so much for that. Okay.
Well, we try to support everyone.
You know, I'm a lot like John Segala. I love John. John once said to me, Marshall, when I get mad at somebody, I let go of it 2 years after I'm dead.
Yeah, unfortunately, that doesn't always work.
No, but anyways.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We have a busy...
Okay, well, we learned something today.
Yes.
We've got doubleheaders tonight. Oh, Salisbury yeah. Board of Selectmen at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Canaan Board of Selectmen at 7 o'clock.
And the Salisbury Board of Education at 5:30.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They're meeting tonight?
They're meeting tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't do it all, but we'll get to two of them.
Yeah, and of course, I do believe that the Canaan Selectmen meet tonight, too, as well, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. Yeah, yeah, they're at 7, and Salisbury's at 5, so it works. But we don't have to go to Region 1 tonight, which makes it easier.
No, then that would make it crazy. So Ken has their Board of Selectmen meeting tomorrow, I do believe.
Yeah. And
in Cornwall.
Cornwall is tomorrow night as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think the Sharon, I'm not sure if the Sharon Board of Selectmen, they meet twice a month. So.
Second and fourth,
I think. Fourth, yeah.
I've got to check that out. Yeah. I'm getting too old for all this, keeping track of everything. But
there's not enough post-it notes in the world.
There you go.
At this point, people need to sort of revert to pencil and paper, I'm thinking.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, well, I haven't left that. So.
Yeah.
So we're got a couple of meetings, but otherwise it's a quiet week. But you know what we always say: you never know what's going to happen.
You always hex it when the minute you say quiet, I can pretty much guarantee that something
I do
will happen.
Jinx myself.
Yeah.
I did come across in my travels last week. They're rebuilding a bridge at the corner of Belden Street and Sand Road.
Yes.
Interesting, a railroad bridge, and the railroad has to goes through in the morning, and then they put all this material down, and so railroad can't come through during the day, and then it comes back on at night. And it's a huge project. I don't know if you've passed it, but looks huge.
It's a huge project, and if most people would go by that bridge and not even know it's there, really.
Exactly. Well, I certainly didn't until I saw all the activity.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's one of those things that you don't realize it until
I think they're doing some other track work down here, more further south, but it needs it. So that's it. I think we're, as I say, I don't want to jinx us, but those are the only two meetings I see.
And we're squared away, and they start rework more on the green beginning today again.
They're out there.
So.
Oh, okay. Are they out there now?
You would not believe that it was totally buttoned up. It's like Brigadoon with the heavy machinery.
They did a fabulous job
of cleaning up. They absolutely did.
You'd never know. And if you looked right this second, you would go, wow, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of a project.
Yes, incredible.
All right.
Okay, guys.
Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
And next week comes very quickly.
I'm afraid it will.
Just get those sneakers
on. Have a good week, guys.
Take care,
Ruth. You too.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio, RAP-AM.com on the web.